We are in Siman Shin Lamed Daled. We are up to Sif Chav Gimel, and we'll be doing Chav Gimel through Chav Hei. Talis she'ochez bo ha'ur, a talis that's on fire, and it's folded up. So you're afraid that as it's folded, the fire will spread to the whole talis immediately. Poshto u'miskase bo, you're allowed to unfold it, and you cover yourself in it. Ve'ena choshishim tichave, and you don't have to worry if it goes out. V'yesh mishomer she'tzor shelo yiskavon l'kach, and there's a day that it cannot be b'chavona. Now, what does this mean? So, all he's doing, he's not shaking it around for the sake of putting out the fire. That'll definitely be yasser. But he's allowed to, and we paskin, he's allowed to unfold it so that the fire will put itself out rather than spread immediately to the entire talis. The same thing as, say, for Torah Chalil that's burning, one is allowed to lean from it in order to open it so that the fire may put itself out before it spreads. If you have it rolled up in front of it, just where it's burning, it'll spread to the entire gvil. Says the Ramah HaGo, Mutar lichpos kara al haner shloteches bakora. You're allowed to put a plate above a candle so that it doesn't make the ceiling catch fire. You didn't realize that you had a ceiling made of wood, for example. Chof Talid, Yesh omrim she'en yachol liten olav mashkin kadei she'yikoveh she'yagia lehem. Some say that we were only matir groma in a case where you put water in a keli, and the fire will make the keli explode, and then the water will pull it out. But if you're putting water on half the talis, so that when the fire gets to it, it'll be extinguished, you're preparing something that will directly put out the flame, and therefore it's not grum anymore. V'yesh om shemutu lasas kein b'shar mashkin chutz min ha'mayim shem kibus. Others say that it's considered grumma, however, it's usher because when you pour water on a beged, it's considered kibus. And we learned in kibus that even if you're not machavim for it, we say shriyasin zo kibusam by wetting cloth, that is kibus. The yesh matirin afilu b'mayim, the third sheet that says that it's mutter even in water, because we're not talking about, unless you have a stain there, we do not say shriyasin zo kibusan. Says the machaber v'divrei svar shenis nirin, he holds like the middle shita, that anything but water you're allowed to put there, but for water he is not matir. Sifcha fei. Any Yehudi shebol lechabos in tzarech limchos biyado. Avakotin shebol lechabos tzarech limchos biyado. If a non-Jew comes to put out the fire, you don't have to stop him. But a cotton that comes to put out the fire, you do have to stop him. Because he's definitely doing it for you, so you have to stop him. Now with regard to the case of a non-Jew, we say that you don't have to stop him. It'll be mashmi, you can't ask him to. So we will see in the next sif just what you are allowed to do. Now, in the case of a child who's doing it for the sake of his father, the halachi is that we aser even a derabbanan, such as putting out a fire, which is a malacha shein tzricha lagufa. Not only that, but we should stop him even from putting out someone else's house, because he's not doing it for himself. In the case of a non-Jew, where you don't have to stop him, we say that he's doing it because he expects to be paid. He's doing it adaita denafshe, he expects to get something back for it. And even though the halacha is that when you pay a non-Jew, he can't do malacha for you on Shabbos, that's only when you're getting hanas haguf out of it, direct hanah. Here the gain is that he prevented the house from burning. It's not that he's giving you direct hanas haguf, he's just preventing you a loss. This applies even if this is a worker of yours. But the one thing you can't do is be mezarazim by telling him, come faster, come here.